This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
Hi, Colin.
Hi, Erin.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're good. I'm really, really loving your outfit today.
Thank you. Okay, so to paint the audience.
Yeah, paint us a picture.
A picture.
Yeah.
I love fashion. Yes. And so I have started recurating my closet.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the pieces that I purchased was a full head-to-toe denim jumpsuit. And it's a little bit of like a retro throwback because it's like wide leg.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a turtleneck at work.
Oh, shoot.
I had like a white cream turtleneck. I have a gold Louis Vuitton locket necklace. And then I threw like a little red handkerchief and I had black boots on.
Mm-hmm.
I walk into work
mm-hmm.
and I walked in my coworker and you know, when you like strut in, just like, I want everyone to notice me, but I'm going to be real like.
Yeah, I did that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I walked in and I was like waiting, like, you can comment. And they're like, our coworker was like, you look like a farmer.
Gas.
I just picked up the laptop and
threw it,
whacked it at her face. No, I was like, okay, thank you. And so I went to the next office and I was like, round
someone
two.
Someone validate my outfit right now.
And my next coworker was like, oh, you look great. You look like a miner. And I'm like, what is this? Like, a coal miner? No.
I don't think you look like a coal miner.
One more coworker, and they're like, yeah, you're not a farmer. You're definitely a construction worker or a...
What the fuck?
And I'm like, this is not what I was aiming for. I was aiming for like John Travolta in Saturday Night or like...
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like 70s. And so
you look great.
Well, thank you. That's what I needed to hear.
You do. You have... And I think you know when someone's into fashion when they use words like curate their closet and they call clothes pieces.
Yeah.
Because I'm just... I use words like shirt, pants,
blouse when you're fancy.
Not even that word is not in my vocabulary.
Yeah, I love, that's probably like my next passion besides movies
is fashion,
clothing, fashion.
That's nice.
So one thing that I notice as we kind of are working on this podcast,
yeah,
is that we have an never-ending list, like as we said in the last podcast, of movies and things we want to talk about.
Yeah,
but we haven't talked about ourselves.
We haven't.
No.
Oh,
and so
true.
These listeners are listening to these glorious angels.
Yeah, and they're like, who is she?
Mysterious,
oh my god.
Sirens I listen to.
I would have been a great siren.
Ha! Oh my gosh, this season of Vampire Diaries.
Shut up. Oh my.
It's
two against one in this room right now, by the way.
Who?
Travis and I against
Travis
you.
Loves this.
He's, no, he does Travis not like Vampire thrall. Diaries.
Okay, well, listen.
Okay.
This season, the last season of Vampire Diaries, guess who the big bad is? This is why this show is awful, but I love
am
it.
I really supposed to guess?
Yeah.
Is it a big name person?
No, no. Like, think of like a character or like a mythological creature.
Oh.
It's you said one.
Oh, when?
Just right now. You said you would be a lovely...
Oh, a siren.
Yeah. This season.
Wow,
siren.
I can't believe I didn't remember that from 10 fucking seconds ago. Siren.
Sirens and the devil are the big bads.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. That was a sarcastic wow. I get on
crazy.
That. I mean, but we have discussed, because I'm a fan of True Blood.
Yeah.
which has fairies. I am too. And I don't want werewolves.
Yeah, don't make it like I'm not a part of the
No, I know you are. You're a True Blood fan. But I will say I'm really, really snobby about, I'm like, well, True Blood's on HBO, so.
Oh, see,
I'm
and I love
so
it
so snobby give about
me,
that.
Give me like a CW, ugh. Give me Netflix, give it, if it has a fairy, a witch, a vampire.
A werewolf,
mama, I'm all over
You're
it.
In.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
But anyway, sorry for that tangent. What was I saying? Our listeners don't know about this.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I thought of this fun game.
Okay. Oh.
And so I have like randomized questions.
Okay, great.
And I'm going to ask you a question.
This is great.
And then you're going to answer. I'm so pleased. And I even got a whole app.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Absolutely.
Oh, this is a good one.
Wait, okay. Is this like all movie related?
All movies and a little bit about us.
Okay, great. Okay.
First question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite like trilogy or saga?
Oh, I know. That's easy. The Bourne Identity.
Oh my gosh. I was not expecting that. I was thinking of something else.
If you thought I was going to say some bullshit like Twilight.
That's my favorite.
No, it's not.
Bella. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Okay. Mine is The Bourne Identity, Bourne Supremacy, and it ends with the Bourne Ultimatum. I don't like this Bourne Legacy bullshit. It's three films wrapped in a neat little bow starring my favorite human on the planet, Matt Damon.
Okay, I was going to say, like, I my favorite, mm-hmm. and I go back and watch all the time, and that's what I consider favorite, is like...
Yeah, what do you watch a lot?
It's Harry Potter for me.
Oh, certainly a second.
Yeah. Once a year, I run through right. all the movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next question.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What's your go-to movie snack?
Oh... I'm not a big popcorn person.
Sacre bleu.
I like sacre bleu.
Oh, is that how you say it?
Sacre bleu.
I said it's like sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu.
Wow, speak French, man. And
I went to Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Ooh, I'm so fancy.
Is that where French people live?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not a big popcorn person. I like kettle corn.
God.
Because I'm a child, I guess. I don't know. But Seth does this cute thing for me where he puts M&Ms in popcorns and shakes it up for me. So that's really nice. I would say probably ice cream. No. Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
When I'm at a movie theater, it's Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
For sure.
Mine is a jumbo size Coke Zero.
Yep.
A giant bucket of popcorn.
Great.
And you have to add M&Ms.
Sure.
And you have to add Skittles. Oh, it's so good.
I have a personal question to ask about this.
Yeah.
So if I drank a jumbo Coke Zero, I wouldn't see any of the movie I paid for because I would have to like pee every 5 seconds.
Okay, here's a little something about me. I love gas station sodas.
How is that different from other sodas?
It's different.
Okay. Like McDonald's Coke is different from other Coke.
Thank you very
Fine.
Much.
Yes, it
Gas
is.
Gas station sure, sodas. Sure. I think it's All really right. the crumbled ice.
Okay.
But
I love crushed ice.
Yeah, crushed ice. I said crumbled ice. What the hell is wrong with me? Ugh. It's normally like the crushed ice. But there were times and there are times where like my treat after work is like a jumbo Maverick soda.
Wow. Okay.
And I forget to save the cups sometimes because you get a discount. So I have stacks of like 40 ounce, 60. I know that's not healthy for me.
No, it's not.
But I love it.
I mean, I eat more ice cream than you can imagine. So if we're talking about health.
So my bladder is trained. That's what I'm trying to say. Because like I drink them all the time. So I can say.
They know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My bladder's like 3 hours.
What else you got? Okay.
Yeah.
I wish.
I also love hot sauce in my popcorn.
I wouldn't say no to that.
It's so good.
What kind of hot sauce?
Typically like Texas Pete or like Frank's Red.
Oh, so like a vinegary one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like a Tabasco or anything.
Okay. Okay.
What's your favorite rom-com?
Oh.
Rapid fire.
Okay. I think Love Actually comes to mind.
Okay. Name me two more.
Family Stone.
Oh, yes. That's one of mine.
I love Family Stone. And then another rom-com I really like is I don't know if it's considered a rom-com, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
It's a little bit more comedy.
It is more comedy.
Yeah. But it's in the genre. It's in the
kind of, yeah.
I was going to say, like, I love Practical Magic.
Okay.
I love, what's the one you just said?
Family Stone.
Family Stone, yes.
I love that movie.
What's the one it has? It's about shoes, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, In Her Shoes.
In Her Shoes. And it's Toni Collette. Yeah,
Toni Collette. That's a fun movie. I love
In Her Shoes, yeah. And then The Other Sister is, like, one of my mom's favorite. Oh. And it's so good.
I would say, Miss Congeniality as well. Yeah. That's just like a classic. Like, I watch it with my mom. It's always funny. I always love watching it.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite genre.
Okay.
What's your favorite horror movie?
Oh, that. Yeah. This is your genre. So correct me if I'm wrong, because you're someone that really likes horror.
Horror.
Very big difference between horror and thriller.
I think they can,
because I like a thriller.
I love a thriller too. I think there's some like correlations. Horror to me verges on either like blood, guts, supernatural. It's more like physical. There's more of a threat of like
physical danger.
I mean, well, thrillers have physical dangers, well, sure. But it's okay. Like this supernatural or like impending kind of.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like the big,
yes.
Like it's going to be outside the realm of the normal. A thriller is like something that could potentially actually.
Yeah, that's
happen
why it's so
you.
Scary.
Yeah.
What's your
favorite?
The Strangers is my favorite horror.
Oh, that's a horror movie
with Liv Tyler.
Oh, I can't watch the movie again.
Yeah,
I refuse to
because
watch
it's a very real. Because I'm not scared by
ghosts.
I'm not scared by like ghouls and goblins. Like I need it to be like a real threat.
Yeah.
And this whole like. A couple out in the middle of nowhere like that. That's not impossible.
Especially here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my favorite. What's your favorite horror movie?
Oh, okay. My go-tos are, I just watched recently His House that came out on Netflix.
Oh, I heard that was,
That
it was like good though.
It's so good. Like okay. It's such a good film.
Oh,
His House. I love Drag Me to Hell. I love Midsommar. I love The Witch.
I really want to see Midsommar.
I love Hereditary. Is one of my favorite movies. Toni Collette in that movie is just
she's good in everything. Here's a horror movie that I really want to see, and it had, and I can't believe I haven't seen it yet. Is Parasite?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
So that's. Yeah, that's definitely on my list. And I'm a little embarrassed to say I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, let's see another one.
Wow.
Name an actress you would pass out if you met. So you're walking down the street and she like bumps into you. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And she spills coffee everywhere. And you're like, oh my God, I was going to a meeting. And you look up and it's this actress.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell?
I would lose my shit if I met Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell?
What? Who's yours? Meryl? Like
Angela Bassett.
Oh my God. Okay, I changed my answer. Mine's Angela Bassett. She is the most beautiful woman on planet Earth, and I'm not I'm not at all being hyperbolic.
Yeah, if I met Angela Bassett, I would lose my shit. Another actress is like Jennifer Lewis for me.
Oh.
She's I love her. My roommate got me her autobiography, and it's called Mother Black Hollywood, and she's literally been everyone's mother and like most of black films. So I love Jennifer Lewis, just her demeanor and the way she carries herself. And the other actress that recently passed, two other actresses that passed away, one recently was Cicely Tyson.
Oh, amazing.
Rest in power. And then also Eartha Kitt.
Oh,
I love her.
The OG. The OG.
Catwoman.
I think I say Kristen Bell because when I think of like the people I would want to meet the most, I'm thinking of like Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, Kristen Bell, Katherine Hahn, all of these comedic women that I look up to so much. And that if I had had their career, that's probably what I would follow.
Yeah.
So I think like the first one was Kristen Bell because like I follow her on social media. I listen to Armchair Expert that our husband hosts. And I just think she is so funny, so genuine. And she would probably give me a hug, which is why I would pass out.
That's just...
That's how I envision it going.
So interesting. But okay.
Well, I didn't know you were going to like judging.
You should know that by now. Who would direct your life story? So who's the...
Baz Luhrmann. I'm just kidding. That'd be some chaotic shit. Like, and I love a Baz Luhrmann movie. Don't get me wrong. I really do. For those of you who don't know, Baz Luhrmann does like Moulin Rouge and The Great Gatsby and really like very glamorous.
That's
like,
very gay though. I'm just very surprised because those movies are high technicolor. Like,
yeah, that's me, man. No, all right. Okay, so not really Baz Luhrmann. My life story, I'm going to go ahead and say Coen Brothers.
Okay, why?
Well, besides being like a major fan, I feel like they can take a really ordinary character or story and make it incredibly engaging and funny and watchable. But again, it's not for everybody, which I am also not for everybody. That's how I feel. Cause they can take ordinary people, ordinary things or events, and I think make them more interesting.
I won't lie. There's only one movie that I actually like by them.
Who? What? Fargo?
No. All Hail Caesar.
Okay.
Or Hail Caesar, sorry.
Out of all of the Coen brothers, that's the one. I love that movie. All right. No judgment. I love that movie. No judgment. I would say Coen brothers. What about you?
I would say Sofia Coppola.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mainly because of Marie Antoinette.
Sure.
I can't remember the man's name who directed The Favorite. That's
really good. Oh, Yorgos?
Yeah.
Lanthimos?
Yeah, because I like that.
I bet he's a weirdo.
I love the weird. I love a weird kind of.
I want you to watch The Lobster and you tell me that you still want him to direct your life.
I'll try it. I'll try it.
Because I'm going to say no.
I want mine to be kind of weird, like artsy weird. I also like.
Do like David Lynch or some.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
I don't like David Lynch. I can't.
Or.
I cannot.
Ryan Coogler, I think, would be really good if I wanted like that kind of high energy, high action.
If I wanted a high action, I could do like. Could do like Nick Cassavetes or something like that. Mm-hmm. I could do that. But I just really like to view my life as a Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I wanted like, I know who would write mine would be Issa Rae.
Oh, okay.
Who writes.
In HBO's Insecure. Oh, we love her.
Just because I would like write, let her write and direct because I loved, I've watched her stuff since, you know, I was in college, the first time I started college. And so. She's always incredible, and she tells, like, really honest portrayal of, like, black young people, which I'm young and black. Okay, next one.
Yes.
Let's see. Ooh, I already know the answer to this one, but this is
for me?
Yes, but for our listeners, you're going to die. You ready?
No.
Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer Aniston. That's not even a question.
Oh, okay.
And so what about you, Colin?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, weird. So we were at a restaurant in Caldwell called Amano, which
shout out to Amano.
Tasty as all get out. And we were asking the employees there who they would pick. You won that round, I believe.
Okay, here we go. Give me three bullet points why people should vote for Jennifer Aniston. Go.
She's down to earth and doesn't take herself too seriously. Shut up.
Just say your answers. Okay.
So down to earth, she's very funny and has a close group of friends. So she's not like.
Oh my gosh. Is that a Friends reference?
No, I was just, you know, she's one of those people that like cherishes her friendships. Like she's talked about that before. And lastly, you're putting him on the spot. I don't know.
That was three.
Okay. It was three.
I think they're all lame.
Okay. Tell me yours.
Angelina Jolie. She's a humanitarian.
Oh, so is everyone.
She's a true humanitarian.
Okay. Fine, yes.
She is a actual serious actress.
Okay.
And she is, she knows she gives good sex. You know, in the bedroom, she is a lioness. She is like whips and chains. She
well, I don't
is,
know, because I was too focused on her kissing her brother and talking about how in love she was with her brother and giving him a big old tongue-filled smoocheroo.
Mom, the only thing I hear is jealousy.
I'm just saying she's a weirdo. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan. I love her. Changeling is probably one of the best performances I've ever seen. I'm just saying, if you have to pit these women against each other, shame on you.
Oh, no. That we're not pitting. We're Jen just saying Aniston. Who is our favorite.
Don't fight don't with do that. Me.
Don't say, okay, don't here's me. A good one. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
How did we meet? Now, how did we meet?
Okay, we met, the first time that we met was on campus where we both work.
Yes.
And you had just been hired by our special events office.
Yes.
And you were with your supervisor currently. You're with
current
Dietrich,
director. Yeah.
Yeah. And who is an amazing person. And so she's so wonderful. And so you were with her and I was walking by and she was like, oh, hey, like this is our newest, you know, member of the team. And we're like, hi. And then the second time we met, I was.
That's not our first interaction, though.
Well, let me finish. And then I met you again when I moved in next door to you.
Literally next door.
Literally like, next door.
No, like open the door and.
And I moved in and I was like, you came out of your apartment. I was like, wait a minute. That's the guy I just met. And I said hi to you. And I said, yeah, this is how we met. And then I gave you a hug. And then you were probably like.
Hmm. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
You're like, who's this lady? Because I'm one of those people.
I didn't even
people.
Remember who you were.
Oh, great. Okay.
Sorry.
So what was our first interaction then? Since I'm mistaken, I suppose.
So I was asked when I first got hired to send out an email to introduce yourself to campus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I know where this is going.
And so I was like, really like, oh my gosh, I have to prove myself. And so I send out this email where I'm like, hi, my name is Colin Walker. And it was like this lie. Or I was like trying to be funny and
it was
witty.
A funny email.
Yeah. And so then I did two truths and a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't remember what my two truths and a lie were. But,
I don't.
But Aaron, I asked people, and I didn't think anyone was going to do it.
Oh,
I wasn't
I'm that
to,
person.
Like, I was no. I mean, even our campus is very small, and so people loved to like message back. And so I wasn't expecting anyone to like message me back. And I was like, message me back if you know which one's the truth. And it was like you and Tammy.
Oh,
yeah, my faves. Yeah,
I would do something like that.
And you responded back, and you're like, I think it's blah blah blah.
Was I right?
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah,
I'm. Yeah. I remember I was. Yeah.
I bet I was.
Yeah. So, but it was funny because like when we were living right next to each other, we never hung out. We never did.
I mean, I heard you through the wall when you were like giggly and.
Oh, I was you know. Something.
No. No, when you and Zach would like have friends over and I would always be like, gosh, that sounds so fun. And then I'd just be like sitting by myself. And then you would like watch me eat. and that was so just to give you a visual. The apartments that I live in currently that Colin used to live in, they have like really big front living room windows. And so when you're, and we're on the second floor. So when you're walking by, you can like, you know, if the blinds are open, you can see in front of people's window. When I eat a meal, I'm like a dad where I'm like, leave me the fuck alone. I want this. And by the way, this is my food, not yours.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I had a friend in college that would never order anything. And then she'd be like, can I have some? And I'm like, I'm going to kill you. So I like to watch certain things when I eat.
A comedy.
It's something I don't really have to pay attention to. It's usually by myself because my fiance works in the restaurant industry as a sous chef and he works really late.
Yeah.
And so I'm usually by myself. So I would like see the shadow of you walking by and be like, well, and I'm just crouched over like a grizzly bear eating whatever takeout I ordered probably. And you were like, wow.
And I would like stand there and watch. Because she was just like, I don't mean to be creepy, but like the blinds were open and she's just going in. And in my head, I'm like, I love this bitch.
Yeah.
Like a woman who can eat is
that's what you wanted when we befriended each other.
Right. Yeah. And it wasn't really until quarantine.
Yeah.
That's like, when we got back campus open. We were doing this hybrid method.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of just sat and talked and...
We talked outside on campus that summer, yeah, and it was so nice. And then I got a different position on campus, mm-hmm, which has allowed us to work together even more. Yes. And then I would say our friendship has grown. Oh, this is going to get really sappy. I love you.
I love you too.
We've gotten really close and definitely hung out a lot more than when we lived right next door to each other. Yeah. It's so nice.
I have been so privileged to know Aaron.
Wow.
I have.
That's so nice. Ooh, likewise.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
Back to movies.
Okay.
Name an actress. We'll just do it. Name an actress you hate.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want another one, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like... Oh, my gosh. It's this British actress, and I think her name is, like, Emma Arderton? Anderton? No, that's not right.
What does she play in?
She mostly does stage work.
Oh.
But she's on the Graham Norton show a lot. And every time, we love the Graham Norton show, by the by.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Every time she's on it, I lose my mind. Because she's really mean. And she says, like, really, like, shady-ass comments to, like, other people there. And it's not cute. It's not a cute look. I wish I could remember her name. That's not a very good answer. But Scarlett Johansson is my least favorite actress.
Yeah, I would say Scarlett Jo, Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, you don't like her.
I don't really like Cameron Diaz.
Oh, I can see that.
I mean, she's not super relevant right now, but...
She retired from acting.
Yeah.
She said that.
Okay.
Does Travis like Scarlett Johansson? He does.
Ugh, get the hell out of here.
Or don't, because you're, like, making this happen.
Okay. What's your favorite, like, art house indie film?
SLC Punk.
I have never heard of that.
It has Matthew Lillard in it.
What is it about?
Heroin use.
Oh, that's your favorite film?
What? No, it's not my favorite film. It's an indie film that I enjoy. Indie film? Excuse me. And it has Joaquin Phoenix's sister in it, Summer Phoenix. She has an incredible little mustache in it. I'll tell you what. And I love that. I was like,
it's hers or they?
No, it's hers.
Oh,
it's just noticeable.
Oh,
no hate.
Oh,
I wax mine. Oh. But
I thought it was like a part of the character.
Matthew Lillard, so it's Salt Lake City, and it's about like heavy drug use and
in Salt Lake
heroin
City.
Bob is an actual name of the character. Think about Trainspotting and like an indie flick in Utah.
Okay.
And then you'll kind of get there. Gotcha. But that's what's your favorite indie flick? You're going to say something totally different than.
I was going to say, I've watched it recently, yeah. And I'm going to butcher the name. Suspiria? Suspiria. Suspiria.
You're saying it how I would say it, I think.
Suspiria.
Okay.
It's like this.
Who's in it?
Tilda Swinton.
Oh, we love it.
And then it has Dakota Jackson in it. And then.
Dakota Jackson or Dakota Johnson?
Johnson, sorry.
Okay.
Dakota Johnson in it.
Okay.
And Tilda Swinton are like your.
Oh.
Leading actresses. And it's about this witch cult in either Russia or Ukraine. And it's like this dance institute. But really, it's this witch cult that's trying to bring back this.
Totally your jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. It's based off this a film made in the 1970s, which is actually a trilogy. Mm. But they remade it. And Dakota Johnson was so good. Tilda Swinton is incredible. Tilda Swinton plays like three or four characters in it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Which is like, of course she did.
You know. I would say, though, that my second favorite movie of all time is Donnie Darko, which a lot of people do consider more of like an indie.
Yeah.
It's like a 19-year-old Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. And if we're classifying that as the indie genre, that's my favorite indie movie is Donnie Darko.
Okay. Between the two of us.
Okay.
Who would be the final girl? Do you know what the final girl is?
The one that lives the longest.
Yes. Okay. So Jamie Lee Curtis, like,
yeah.
Between the two of us,
yeah.
Who would be the final girl?
Me. Who would be the final girl?
Me.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, come on. No. Depends on what. Okay. Let's talk about location. In your head, where's the location?
The woods. I was a Boy Scout. That's and fair. Yes, you heard that correctly. That's fair. Boy Scout.
That's fair. Yeah. If we were in the woods. But no, I would live because I would never be, my black ass would never be in the woods.
Well, that's winning by default. Exactly. That's not fair. You're having brunch in the city and I'm in the woods running from some crazy person.
No. Okay. Okay, it is where the woods is it? And yours. In my head, I'm thinking like,
I'm in the wilderness.
I'm in my head, I'm like,
and I would survive.
We're in like the city.
I would also survive that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, we. I would.
I don't. I love I think you
you're
so
too,
much.
I love you so much, but I think you're too kind. You're too trusting.
Oh, absolutely not. Not if I don't need to be.
No.
Yeah.
And you're also very, I feel like you investigate.
I do.
No. See me, if I hear something, like I don't go like, who's there?
I'm not going to do that. I'm out.
Hello? Who's there? Come out. I'm here. Like that's
is that
you.
Me? Is that supposed to be me?
That's you. That's you. Oh, you also have ties. You have a fiance. You have a cat.
She would kill somebody.
I'm saying like if they had, you know what I mean?
I see. So I have collateral.
You have collateral. Who do I have?
Zach. All right. You'd throw Zach in front of a train to save him.
Absolutely.
All right, fine.
You're in my way. No, the real surprise would be I would be the killer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would be like, pull off the mask.
Okay. So in that case, I would be the final girl.
Yeah. What movie, current movie or a movie you can think of, what movie would be your life story?
Booksmart comes to mind.
Mm.
I love that one. But have you seen the movie The Edge of 17?
Yeah, that's that weird, not weird. It's like kind of, it was an indie film.
I would say so, but it wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be.
Right. You know? No, I'm thinking 17 again. Is that a movie?
Yeah, it is. But that has like Zac Efron in it.
Yeah. No. Oh, gosh.
And Matthew Perry.
No, I think I'm thinking.
Is that your life?
No, that's my life. I'm Zac Efron.
You're Zac Efron.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Take off your shirt. I would say Booksmart. I'm just thinking of like a young, cheeky, but I say Booksmart because I'm such a rule follower and I was, you know, a very good student and I really cared about where I went to college and I really cared about what other people thought of me and I wasn't a popular kid, you know, that kind of a thing. So, yeah. I can see that.
That's interesting. See, I wouldn't like directly go like, okay, it's beat by beat or, oh, this is who I was. I just think of like what movie would be?
Or Easy A.
Easy A for you? Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's more, I think that's more accurate.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say like something like Dreamgirls.
For you?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Just kind of like big, spectacular. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the satin gloves up, past the elbow. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That movie or Cats.
Please explain.
I think because it's so ridiculous.
Oh, I see. You okay, know? And sure. I'm, you know, sure.
I'm a character, so.
You are.
Okay, not so much about movies, but.
Okay.
What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, of all time?
Yeah, name your like top three.
Okay, I would say my TV shows, Game of Thrones, which is not, a surprise. I would say House was a really big favorite of mine. House MD with Hugh Laurie. Okay, Judgment. I'm getting Judgment eyes.
It's not bad.
No, it's not. It's very good. And I'm going to leave out all limited series because then I would just say Sharp Objects. We're thinking of like television shows that have like longevity, right? I would say, well, it's tough because I think of Dexter, which was one of my favorite shows, but there are some seasons that I really dislike. And some seasons that I love, and I hate the way it ended. But, and I was really into Lost in high school.
See, oh, I was into Heroes.
I loved Heroes. Mm. I loved Heroes. Mm. Oh, and Heroes. Oh.
Panettiere.
Oh.
Is that her last name?
Panacotta?
Panacotta? It's not Panacotta.
Prosciutto?
Hayden.
Panettiere.
Oh. Gosh, she had me scared.
Yeah, really good job. No, it's Panna Cotta. I would say those are some of my favorite television shows. And I'm kind of excluding like sitcoms and such.
Yeah.
But yeah. What about you? If you say Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries, I live and die.
Leaving.
I really like Lovecraft Country.
Okay.
That was a really good one. There's a TV show called A Different World. It was in the during the 80s and 90s, and it was about historical black college.
Okay.
And I have watched it 100 billion times. Yeah. Grey's Anatomy.
Yuck.
Okay.
We both have a medical show on there, so that's all. So we'll just have to call that.
I used to really love House of Cards before Kevin Spacey got old.
Yeah, it ruined it for me.
That was a tough one.
What a loser.
I still do Sex and the City.
Yeah, I like Sex and the City.
It's pretty good.
I don't like Carrie very much. She bugs the shit out of me.
I love that she's just such.
Every time Carrie screams in the show and Angel dies, I don't know if you know that. Gosh.
I just love how much of an emotional terrorist she was.
She is a terror. Yeah. She's like a toddler. Another show that I really, really like that only had one season was Freaks and Geeks. That's a Judd Apatow. That's an awesome show. It's a great throwback nostalgia type of show as well. Yeah.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
Julia Roberts or Nicole Kidman?
Don't make me. For like what? For like living or dying? Or
no,
just
like your favorite actress. Or an actress who, if you had to like toss one in the garbage can and bloop, they're gone.
Forever.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm about to say this. Julia Roberts.
Oh,
I know.
My,
I adore Nicole Kidman.
My God,
I do. But there's something about Julia Roberts that I'm thinking of. I'm not going to throw Pretty Woman and Erin Brockovich in the trash. I can't. I won't do it.
I'll take Nicole Kidman any day.
That's fine. We can split them up.
She's so much better.
Who's
your favorite triple threat? So singer, dancer. And an actress.
That's tough for me. Will you go first?
Yeah. I would say I have to say. I have a couple. I'm going to start off with the one that people are going to look at me like, you lied. Beyonce.
Okay.
Because I feel like.
All right.
I feel like certain like some films are not the best. But
Austin Powers Gold Member.
I love her in it.
I love her as Foxy Cleopatra. What's wrong with that?
Some of them weren't the best, but I do feel like she can act.
Okay.
Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
And then Cher.
Oh, I fucking love Cher. I
love Cher.
Yeah.
I don't know if Barbara Streisand is a triple threat, but I think definitely Cher.
Okay.
Cher for me.
What about a more modern person? Like someone that's not in their 60s.
I can't.
Well, not that Beyonce is, but I'm just saying, like, is there someone that's more recent or more in the zeitgeist now?
She doesn't sing, like, she doesn't have albums or anything, but she's known for her singing. It's like Zendaya.
Oh, she's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, The Greatest Showman was kind of problematic, but she was really good in it. And I did watch Euphoria. Probably too quickly. I bit off more than I could chew with that show. But yeah. But she was incredible in it.
I've heard. I'm not a big.
Oh, it was good. It was great.
Fan of like teen. As I say, I'm watching.
That makes sense.
Like, I don't like that kind of like, it's like real life kind of.
Oh yeah. It's some real life stuff. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
What do you feel about Jennifer Lopez?
I like Jennifer Lopez. I like her music. I like her as an actress. She's done some funny roles, mostly.
I like her she's a better actress than she's a singer. She's not really a singer. I can go all day about how
she's a performer.
Barely that. I can go all day about how she like steals music from other people and has them like.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Like there are certain songs where like the bulk of it is not even her singing.
Really? Mm-hmm. I will be honest, like she's not when I think of like, oh my gosh, what concert would you want to go to? She's not like anywhere near the top of my list.
Oh, no.
I think she's a fine. I mean, yeah, I like her funny, like, you know, Monster in Law, like The Wedding Planner, like stuff like that is fun.
Right.
I don't have any hate for her, but I also don't find her to be someone that I am you know, attract, like, I'm, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Queen Latifah is another one of my favorite.
Oh my gosh, I love
her. Her and Bessie was amazing. And then another one I had that I thought about is Whitney Houston.
Oh yeah.
She was an amazing actress. I wish she had more opportunities.
Sure.
She was great.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
I would say Queen Latifah is probably one of my favorites. She's good.
Have you seen Bessie?
I have not seen Bessie, but just her matron, Mama Morton.
Bessie. You have to watch Bessie.
Okay. Have you seen The Last Holiday with her?
Oh my gosh.
That's such a good movie.
That's one of Zach's favorite movies.
I love that movie.
That's so good. It's that's great. Like, oh, I shouldn't say that's one of my favorite rom com.
Is The Last Holiday?
Oh, it's so, yeah.
Okay.
So good.
I can see it.
Okay. Natalie Portman or Keira Knightley?
Natalie Portman.
Fair.
I think that's a pretty.
It's fair.
Again, no hate to Keira Knightley at all. But Natalie Portman is by far the superior actress.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite genre of movies?
I would say sci-fi.
See, that's my favorite.
I like fantasy. I don't like sci-fi.
I love sci-fi.
I'm a little... I like the newer Star Trek movies. You know, I think those are entertaining. I don't like people... So my, litmus test for this is The Fifth Element.
Because it's so amazing?
I don't care for it. But people like yourself love it.
Oh my God.
And I don't get the appeal.
It's just,
I get the appeal of Bruce Willis.
Oh my gosh. It's
I don't just get the appeal.
Hilarious.
Is it funny? I don't.
It's funny and it's campy and it's just
I don't
like
camp.
Oh my God.
I don't like camp. I know. Please still be my friend, but I don't like it.
Okay. My least favorite is probably I know I just said I love camp, but I don't consider camp like comedy. I don't like comedies.
So I love a Judd Apatow, Knocked Up. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't like that. No. I love that stuff.
I want if anything, Death at a Funeral, the British version and the American version are both.
I hate that they made an American version, but I love the British version.
It's funny. I love Chris Rock, though.
I love Chris Rock.
But it's funny.
Okay.
But yeah, that's kind of, I like a little bit more drier, darker kind of.
I love a dry comedy.
It's pretty good.
For sure.
Let's see. Another one. I think we're getting. Oh. What's your favorite movie musical? In the last episode, I said, hold on.
Oh, like musical turn movie?
Yeah, movie. Or a movie that happens to be a musical.
I'm not going to count Hamilton in that because the movie is just
a stage play.
It's a film. It's just filming of the stage play. It's not adapted into a movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say very firmly Chicago.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It won Best Picture? No. Or it was nominated, at least.
I think it was nominated.
Yeah.
It's a great cast. Mm. I love all the songs. I love the era.
That's a solid.
You know, nice. I love the backdrop of crime in it and women in crime. I mean, women doing bad things. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. That's mine.
Yeah. Mine would be kind of I do love Dreamgirls.
Okay.
The Into the Woods that has Meryl Streep, I didn't really hate it as much as people thought. I actually thought it was pretty good.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you should.
I would like it, I'm sure.
One that's not like a movie, but it is like they filmed a stage play of it, very similar to Hamilton, is The Into the Woods with Bernadette Peterson.
Oh.
Super good. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
She's incredible as a witch. Bessie, I would consider a music. I mean,
okay.
There's singing in it. She sings in it.
All right.
And it's a movie. So and it's one of my favorite. I love it.
And I really do like Les Mis, but it's not my favorite.
Choices.
Choices.
Who would play you in a movie?
Oh my gosh. I like the idea of Beanie Feldstein playing me in a movie.
Who?
Are you kidding?
No.
From Booksmart, from Lady Bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that idea of Beanie Feldstein playing me. I like the idea of Emma Stone playing me.
Oh, God.
I don't. Okay. Last two episodes ago, you kind of, you said you were kind of turning a new leaf on her. So
I made a bad choice.
Okay. I don't know. It depends on what the movie is about, I guess. Is it about the best parts of my life? Is it about like the worst parts of my life?
Any parts you want.
Okay. Let's see here. I know we look nothing alike, but I really do like Jessica Chastain.
Okay, that's a better choice.
Oh, thank you.
Much better choice.
You don't. I really think Emma Stone, though, is more my jam. Okay, what about you? Who would play you? If you say Beyonce.
Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter. No, I think Regina King, I would love. Ugh, Regina amazing. Hall.
I'm
a funny person, but I'm also kind of like sarcastic.
Yeah, it's not you
like
are.
Jokes. I'm like sarcastic and.
Yeah, you have a drier sense of humor.
Yeah, so yeah. I think Regina Hall would be really great. Okay. Zoe Kravitz.
I adore just because adore I'm more, her.
I love her look and I just like in my head, that's what her. I look like. So yes. I think those would be.
What about Lisa Bonet?
She was too weird. And I'll be honest.
She's kind of weird.
She's a little too weird for me. I need someone a little.
She's very granola.
Yes.
Yeah.
My mother would say that.
Would she? Oh, Trish.
Oh, they're very granola.
Well, she is. But yeah, Zoe Kravitz. Oh, man. She's so great.
Yeah. I love Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
Okay. What made us start this podcast?
What made us start this podcast is my friend Steve. Had kind of put this in my lap.
Yeah.
And had said, hey, you know, Speak Studios is starting a podcast in Boise. You know, you should have a podcast. And I was like, okay, great. And then I was like, well, I need a topic and I need a co-host because if not, it's just going to be me talking about how much I like Julia Roberts, I guess.
And ice cream. Absolutely.
I love ice cream. And so that's kind of what sparked it. And then I asked you over like a Teams message, like, hey, do you want to be my co-host? And then you came up with the idea of talking about women in film, because we were discussing, we don't want something, you know, we want something fun and we want something interesting and we want something that we love to talk about and we are passionate about, but we don't want it to be so niche that people are like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. This is not interesting to me. So we wanted it to be like something engaging.
Right.
And then I can't remember who came up with Let's Hear It for the Girls. I think probably you. You're the more creative one in this relationship. And so that's how we got started. And then this is where we're recording our fourth episode now with the help of Travis and Ryan at Speak Studios in Boise. So yeah, that's kind of, and we're very grateful. I'm having the time of my life.
I'm loving it.
This is so fun.
Okay, let's do like a few more.
Okay, I'm loving this. As you many are? As you want to do. Oh, yeah, absolutely. As many as you want to do. Yeah, sure.
Name a movie that makes you cry.
Atonement.
Oh, that was quick.
I cry.
Pop that out.
Big time.
Wow.
And Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is a good one.
When he's talking to Jenny's grave.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, two parts. One, when he meets his son for the first time.
Ooh.
And he asked Jenny, is he like me?
Oh.
I have chills right now. I have chills right now. Oh. That part just, my heart breaks. And then the part where he's talking to Jenny's grave and said, like, he, you know, talking about his son Forrest. Oh, he's so smart. And you know, you'd be so proud. Oh, I can't even talk about it. It's going to make me cry. So, but Atonement, certainly, because there is such a desperation in their love story. Because it's, you know, a period piece, it's forbidden love, you know, all of that stuff. But that one makes me cry.
Yeah.
And Manchester by the Sea, obviously. If that doesn't make you cry, you truly are a robot.
I refuse to watch that movie.
It's so good. God. What about you?
There's a scene in Doubt. There's two scenes in Doubt.
You really do love that really movie. Yeah, okay.
The scene with Viola Davis is her only scene. Her son is.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her son goes to this all-white Catholic school.
Oh, okay.
Like in the 19.
What city is this in?
It's one of your.
Boston.
Boston, York kind of English accent.
Is that
that's the, like my Boston?
Is that the same place?
Northeastern accent.
All right,
it's terrible.
All right.
Anyway, and so traditional Catholic school in the like 1940s, 50s. Okay. And so Viola Davis' son goes there, and okay. there's this priest who...
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yes, who was excellent. And
Orson Power. I just...
Yeah.
Oh,
amazing man. Great in the movie. And there's been rumors of child molestation.
Right.
And, you know, during that time and still today,
yeah.
it was swept underneath the rug. Yeah. And so you have Meryl Streep's character, who is just like, nope, this is not happening at my school. She's the superior mother. And he's the new priest. He's the young, cool priest. And she's like, not happening. And so
they... Philip Seymour Hoffman is the young, cool priest?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Being accused.
Okay. Okay.
And so they, it's kind of, you know what I mean? Meryl Streep gets Amy Adams' character into it and kind of convinces her. And she's the young, naive kind of new nun. And she is kind of convincing her like, hey, this is not right.
We got
very straightforward.
Yeah.
And so the boy who is supposedly everyone's assuming is being... kind of prayed after is the Viola Davis, the only black child in the school. And so it creates all this ruckus and
a lot of layers to that.
Well, the best scene is you have Meryl Streep confronting the mom, and she's like, you know what's happening to your son. And the mom is just like pretty much openly saying, my son is gay. My husband said I will kill him if he doesn't start straightening up. And so I don't care. This is giving my son an opportunity to live. This is like changing my life, son. So if this man can do whatever he wants because he's helping my son get out of the neighborhood, get out of this toxic. And I was just like,
whoa.
And she's just snot. I'm about to cry right now. She's just
holy
snot
shit.
And tears. And it's just this.
I have chills.
And it's the only scene she's in. And you just see Meryl Streep just like, what? Because it's just all these entire layers.
Whoa.
And then at the end of the movie, I'm sorry I'm ruining this for everybody. Please still watch it.
It's 12 years old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
13 years old. So if people haven't seen it, I mean.
At the end of the movie,
yeah.
Meryl Streep is like sitting there and she's confronted by Amy Adams' character. Obviously the priest as you can guess, priest gets kicked out.
Guilty. Yeah.
And so it's the end of the scene.
Okay.
And Meryl Streep and Amy Adams are having a conversation, and she's like, how do you feel now? And Meryl Streep is a stiff lip character throughout the whole film, and you could just, she cracks, and she's like, I have doubts. And she doubts all her motivations from the entire movie, and she thinks she makes the wrong choice, and she's just broken, and she just yelps with like, oh my gosh, with just pain. Yeah. It's incredible.
Wow.
So
I love that.
I went on a huge tangent.
That's okay.
Okay, between the two of us.
Okay.
Who is the movie snob?
Me.
Yep.
Definitely. Admit that.
You have some terrible movie choices.
Oh, okay.
And you have like some genres that you love that I'll never understand.
What's my terrible movie choice?
I just think this love for Les Mis, I think your love for all this like mafia, Irish, Italian American.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I'm very into that.
I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't want to know it.
Yeah. I respect that. That's okay. We have different likes and dislikes.
Okay. This will be the last question.
Yes.
I think this is a good one.
Okay. I'm excited.
What is your favorite, like, genre? Or no, what is your favorite?
I was like, you already asked that.
What is your favorite drama film?
Oh, boy. That's loaded. I have several. The issue is a lot of my favorite drama films are a lot of all-male casts.
Oh.
My favorite film is The Departed. And there's like two women in the film. There's the woman that Matt Damon is like with. And then there's like Jack Nicholson's like coked out younger girlfriend. So that's our female representation in that movie. And like my favorite films are The Departed, Donnie Darko, Good Will Hunting, Inglourious Basterds, you know. But I would, so that's kind of, oh. But I love so many drama movies. That's my favorite genre, I would say. I really like to be... I mentioned this movie a couple of episodes ago is Wind River.
Oh, yeah.
With Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen, Graham Greene. That's a really devastating drama. So I would say, yeah, but I mean, that's, I like a crime drama. That's very interesting to me. I'm very engaged by that. Like The Town, Affleck and Jeremy Renner. And Jeremy Renner had the Academy Award nomination for that.
That's a good
one. Those are my kind of drama films because I think they're more than meets the eye.
Yeah.
That's why I like them. But like Manchester by the Sea, like I crave those movies to watch because I would like someone to emotionally devastate me in those movies. Oh, I don't know why. What about you?
I would say, like, I really love Ray.
Austin Powers. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Shatner, baby. Yeah.
Oh.
I would say, like, Ray.
Oh.
Is really good. Regina King was excellent in that movie. Ray's. I'm going to say it again. Like, Bessie with Queen Latifah is in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying. I would say 12 Years a Slave I would also add to mine.
Oh, yeah.
I would also add that to mine.
Was amazing in that.
Yeah, jeez. That's a great film. And I mean, the director is... That's Steve McQueen, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is phenomenal.
Yeah, so those are some of
those dramas. Favorites. I mean, and that's just my favorite movie list.
Yeah.
That's not even me thinking of dramas that I mean, gosh, I have a lot, I feel like.
What movie are you, well, I'll end with this one. What movie are you looking forward to watching?
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to watching Amy Adams' movie, The Woman in the Window.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to that. I am looking forward to Death on the Nile. Mm-hmm. Murder on the Nile?
Murder on the Nile.
Murder on the Nile.
Murder on the Orient, Death on the Nile.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yes, Death on the Nile. I'm looking forward to that one.
I can't wait for that. Yeah. You know it's coming. They're going to remake And Then There Were None.
I sure as heck hope so.
Oh, gosh.
I love that movie.
That's my favorite.
So those movies I'm looking forward to, yeah, I'm looking forward to those two movies. And it's hard because, like, I love the movie-going experience.
Yeah.
I love going to the movies. I like, you know, not getting a jumbo-sized Coke Zero, but a small one. And I will...
because you can get the refills.
Oh, I see. Okay. And I will say, though, that... So it's kind of tough for me to, like, envision myself. Something that I'm looking forward to, not necessarily, like, in a good way, but just to see what happens, is now that they've done Bohemian Rhapsody for Freddie Mercury and Rocketman for Elton John, that will be a continuing trend. That's my prediction. Yeah. And they're going to go through a lot of those types of folks. I'm really excited to see who they do. I'm envisioning a Joan Jett. I'm envisioning, you know what I mean? Like, I think that those movies are going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what's next for that particular
genre
area there.
Aretha Franklin is.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, that one's coming out soon.
Yeah, that would be.
With Jennifer Hudson. That's one.
Oh, she's really doing it. Yeah. She's awesome.
She was handpicked. So that's probably my next favorite. It just came out and I haven't watched it yet, but Judas and the Messiah.
Messiah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one as well. So I would like that.
It's on HBO Max.
It is.
So, yeah.
I watched The Little Things on HBO Max with Denzel Washington.
It was that good?
It was good. Seth did not like it. I liked it a lot.
Most people are like,
but it is a crime drama, so I was all about it.
I might give that a try.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah.
Well, I wish we could tell you what our next episode is about, but it will just be a surprise because.
You know what, though?
We got to pick one. What?
This gives them a good opportunity. Please.
Yeah.
Hit us up. On our Instagram.
Yeah. Tell everybody what your Instagram handle is.
I'm going to screw it up.
Do you remember it?
Bad.black.bougie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine's Elash. I'm pretty sure. That's pretty obvious.
Like a knockoff Latisse legs.
Thank you.
Elash.
Thank you.
If you want your lashes.
That was my nickname in college. It was Elash. Everybody called me that.
That's rude.
Why? E-lash. I liked it.
I don't get it. Anyway, yeah.
E for Aaron, Lash for Lasher.
I still don't like it.
It's pretty clear. But yeah, so we really appreciate you listening. We very much appreciate all of our sponsors and Speak Boise for hosting us. And, you know, get on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, rate, subscribe. Let us know what you think. Let us know if there's somebody you want us to cover. or a film that we are missing out on.
Yeah.
We don't know everything, certainly.
We need to know.
We need to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Colin.
And you've been listening to Let's Hear It for the Girls. It's always a great time at Speak Studios in Boise, Idaho, and we hope you enjoyed learning about the girls.
Now listen, you better like, subscribe, and review us on all major platforms. We'll see you next time.
And thanks for listening.